We gather here today in support of a great team of workers at the Kennedy Space Center. A team of multi-talented men and women living and working and dreaming and drawing from 50 years' experience of American human space flight.
We are the Space Coast, and it is not in name only. This is what our backyard, this is what our hometown is all about. It's about innovation, education, and technology. We are showing the world that space is our future, and we want our kids to be blessed with the exact same opportunities that we're blessed. Thank you so much for letting us come by. Let's have a great day.
And I've come to the conclusion that we Americans should return to the moon in less than 8 years. And in doing so, let's develop the capabilities to explore our sister planet Mars as soon as possible.
So, Mr. President, can you tell me what your vision is? Can you tell me what the goal is? Give me a destination. I need a timeline. We need human space flight. You agree? We need human space flight.
The administration can propose what it wants to propose, but it's got to get through the United States Congress. And these members up here, Democrats and Republicans alike, every single one of them in Florida, is not going to let us cut manned space exploration.
I support all of our elected representatives who are saying that we need to move forward with commercial spaceflight capability, but not at the expense of NASA. We need to keep our space shuttles flying. We need to keep Project Constellation on track until we develop a new vehicle to take us into deep space by NASA and develop the capability to serve low Earth orbit by the commercial spaceflight companies. To prematurely shut down the space program and prematurely cancel Constellation would cause us to relinquish our lead in space. If we give up our leadership in science, technology, and engineering in this country, we give up our leadership in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it, we live in a world where leadership is very important.
Referring to the promises to close the gap between space shuttle and Constellation and to keep America first. Well, space is our Golan Heights. It's our military high ground, and we cannot cede it.
We need a plan that will inspire the next generation. Not moving the chairs around on the deck of the Titanic, but a real plan that will inspire generations to come to be astronauts, engineers, scientists. We need an A-plus plan, and the plus needs to be some of the things that Mr. Posey and I have suggested in the legislation that we have introduced. Extend the shuttle, help the Constellation survive, or at least make use of what is good and helpful to us as we go forward.
We've done our jobs. You've done your jobs. It's time for this nation and this administration to share that accountability as well. Step up with the resources, the funding, the commitment to keep us flying in space.
Mr. President, fly the shuttle until we have a viable alternative. Fly the shuttle until new technology can be developed. Fly the shuttle so that we don't depend on the Russians to fly our American astronauts into space. Mr. President, we, the American space workers, are the best at what we do. We are up to the challenge. Keep us flying.
How can I, or someone in my generation, aspire to set foot in space so that we too may soar to success?
It's about whether we're going to continue to be a world economic superpower. It's about whether or not we're going to continue to be a world military superpower. This defines us as a country, and we cannot and will not allow this to change. Mr. President, don't tear down our space program, build it.
It's raised off the pad by Americans who said, yes, we can. Guided by imagination,